This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Matthew 24 and 25, we have amplified the first two points in our outline under the title, Are You Ready for That Day? I also suggested a subtitle, That Day Could Be Any Day, But For Sure There Is An Ultimate Day of the Lord. We've looked at point one, recognizing the signs, and point two, ready yourself for the crisis. Now let's study point three, remind yourself of the promises. This point could be broken down into two subpoints. The first would be what is promised to the faithful. The second, what is promised to the unfaithful. More important than anything else, the faithful are promised that Christ will return for them and to reward them. We can be sure of God's smile even in the darkest moments of life if we remain watchful, diligent, and selfless in all we do. In Matthew 24, 25, Jesus affirms, See, I have told you ahead of time. Christ wants us to be informed so we will not be deceived or unnecessarily alarmed. He wants us to hold on to the things of this world lightly so we will be ready to let go of them and take hold of the eternal realities when they are presented to us. Missionary Jim Elliot once said, He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. What a contrast to the confusion, fear, loss, and ultimate devastation of the unfaithful. Jesus' words are hard to receive by those who focus on the bliss and enjoyment of the moment, but they are sweet and comforting, inspiring and challenging for those who focus on the eternal. Only the faithful will be ready for that day.